You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WEEI Afternoons. Yesterday, we had an abbreviated show at Fenway Park coming off a nice 5-3 win. Felt like a good, solid baseball win game for a good, solid baseball team. I shared that emotion and that energy with my co-host here, Ted Johnson, and he mocked me. He looked down upon me. He didn't see any reason to believe they would sweep the Reds. And he was almost wrong, because the Red Sox were leading. It looked like they were on their way. And then...
it's one way to couch it.
He was right, because the bottom fell out. They give up a grand slam. Then they start doing what they do with the un-American style of baseball, Little League baseball, that includes errors, and not even just errors, but plays that aren't made, extra outs, base running, and your Boston Red Sox turned back into your Boston Red Sox. They lose 8-4, and it's funny, Sam Kennedy, I have mixed feelings about many of his hits on our station and on Nesson. When he does the front office report, and sometimes I think he just talks too much, says too much, like, you're not the GM, you're not the manager, like, why do I need to hear from you so often? And I think
he's got more power than anybody in there.
He does.
John Henry.
He does. But today I actually thought he did a pretty good job with Greg Hill on the morning show up at Lake Winnipesaukee. He wasn't up there. They were. Made a nice joke about them having time off and an unlimited budget for these road shows, which I appreciated. Nice little shot from Sam Kennedy across the bow. But the thing that did strike me was the comments about Cora. Twice he referenced how Cora has referenced the World Series. Cora has joked about going to the White House next year, which obviously is what happens when you win the World Series. And he just said it. You heard it right there. No lack of confidence in that clubhouse. But is there a fine line between no lack of confidence and not being realistic, not feeling the urgency? Like, they don't exactly have reason to be overly confident right now. Your quick math says 88 games into the season. You're well past the halfway point. You're a sub-500 team. You're continuing to make the same mistakes in a variety of ways. There's double-digit Ks, Ted, which annoys us all, including the manager. We know that. Then there's errors. Then there's base running snafus. Why are they so confident? Should they be?
I think part of it is ignorance is bliss. I think it's all, I think they're kind of just, they don't know anything. It's a lot of young guys.
Yeah.
And so I think they feel as though, who's going to expect, you know, does Roman Anthony, should he feel the pressure of performing so that this team, you know, is winning and that they meet expectations that people had.
Absolutely.
You think he feels that?
He is a member of the Boston Red Sox. Okay. His job is to help them win baseball games.
Okay, fair
His
enough.
Job is to call off Marcelo Meyer and catch the ball. His job is to get a hit in a timely fashion. I'm not saying he should carry the most pressure of anyone on the team, but don't you think if you're in that lineup, like when you were a rookie linebacker, do you think, well, I know I'm on the field, but I don't really have to be as good as these other... I think Parcells is looking at you and say, Johnson, do the damn job or I wouldn't have you out there.
I feel like it's a little different, but I hear what you're saying.
Right.
Like, if you're wearing the uniform, you should just
yes
automatically feel that. And I think there is, I think they feel that to some degree. I also think guys like Trevor Story, who are paid a lot of money that are maybe underperforming, are going to feel a different level of pressure
sure
than a Marcelo Meyer, who just got here, you know, yesterday, and Roman Anthony, who got here yesterday, and Carlos Novaez, who I think they're, these guys are kind of like, we're playing with house money, we're young.
Him, I will give you the out. I put Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony on a different pedestal.
Then the other guys, do you think Walker Buehler feels pressure? He's like, dude, he's here for 1 year and he's gone.
He is. I don't know if he feels anymore because I think he is putty or goo.
Do you know what I mean?
He broke.
I don't feel like, you know, that these guys, if you look at them, each guy individually, you can make a case for why they might not feel the pressure. Either they're young, they're not paid that much money, they're still kind of finding their way. Or some guys are just like, I'm a 1 year rental. Who cares? I'm going to be gone next year.
Is it a good thing if they're still confident? Like, is there a whistling past the graveyard sense to it, or do you have to stay confident even in the face of adversity?
I think that's baseball. I think they get the analogy I always use is I think the manager, the coach, in this analogy is like the flight attendant. When I'm on a plane and I'm flying and it's all of a sudden it's like boom, boom, boom. And I feel just all this turbulence and I look at the flight attendants. That's the first thing I do. And if they're all just walking down, please put your seatbelts on. Everyone remain calm. I'm like, oh, we're good. Just, you know, I'm not even worried about it. Cause then if they're like running down to get themselves seated in
their own
then
seat,
I'm like, oh crap. So they have to project a level of confidence, even when there's turbulence, so that the entire plane doesn't freak out. And I just think that's part of particularly what baseball is. You pick your choice. You pick your times when you want to kind of lose your mind. And I think Alex has done that. He's gotten kicked out a couple times. All right, this is an opportunity for me to, like, you know, show. And he's had a couple press conferences where you can tell he's just really kind of taking shots. But if you do that all the time, Andy, you will completely lose the team. And so they have to reject a confidence, quite honestly. They're trying to manifest it. They don't really feel it, but they're just trying to talk it into existence.
So do you feel the same way about the manifestation that feels like it's going on with Breslow and Kennedy in terms of, oh, we're going to add to this team. We still believe we're going to be a good team. We're going to be a buyer at the trade deadline. Are they selling us a bill of goods, or are they just telling you what they're going to do?
So Kennedy should know better. He's been here a long time. Breslow's been here for 2 years, but he should still know better.
Yeah,
we're all going to play all these sound bites when the trade deadline comes and goes, and you did not buy.
So,
to me, they got to be. You can't be telling people that, and then when it comes, not do it.
And I keep to me, they have not only set the expectation of addition. They set the expectation of meaningful addition. I used the example yesterday of Danny Jansen. Like, who? I had to look him up. What is he? Whatever. To me, if you say you're going to add and make the 2025 Red Sox better because you still believe you're a good team that could play important games late in the year, you're adding a starter. And by starter, I mean could be a starting pitcher, could be a starting player in the field, a first baseman. Maybe you bring in a regular first baseman or a pitcher in the bullpen who's one of your top three or four options late. Not like, oh, we got a middle reliever and we added another utility infielder who can replace. So, you know what I mean? Like, those aren't additions to me the way you're talking it up.
And the third wild card has completely eliminated that pretty much because everyone thinks they're in it. Like, the Red Sox are two games under right now and they're three games back of the last playoff spot.
And that was Jim Bowden thing where, you know, late declaration of teams. You get to July 30th or whatever before teams are like, okay, I guess we're probably not going to make the playoffs because not only are enough teams close, even the teams that aren't can probably talk themselves, only a good week away from being close. So everybody's in it. And the Red Sox are definitely in it. That's part of my optimism. No matter how bad you think they are. Now, the flip side of that is we've had the same damn conversation every single effing year. Oh, we're only 3.5 games out of the wild card, and there's only two teams in front of us that we have to jump. And you're like, that still sounds like more than you're making it sound to be. So that's, I do get frustrated with that, but I do believe they have set a bar where the general Red Sox Nation expectation is not only are you buying, You're buying a guy I've heard of. You're buying a guy that I know how you're going to use him.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Know what his role is going to be. He's going to be somehow impactful. Seems like first baseman has become a popular one. Mm-hmm. People want a first baseman.
Olson, Zach, wanted one forever.
Atlanta. Matt Olson is a guy.
Yeah, Josh Naylor from Arizona is another one.
So, like, name first baseman starts to feel
that
like
first
that's
first baseman for the Royals.
Vinny Pascantino.
I kind of like that player. That's that dude's jacked up, man.
He's got a great nickname, too, the Pasquatch.
Oh, that's – come on, please. Can we get him?
You got your guy you want? You know who I want now that I found he's going to be a starter and an ace? Mason Miller. If he's available by the A's, I just found out – that now most teams are linking him to a starting role, potential top of the rotation pitcher.
Oh.
You put him behind Garrett Crochet, you got the best rotation
in
baseball.
Why stop there? Put him in left field. Why, third base.
You sound like Rafi Devers now when he didn't want to play in the field.
Speaking of Rafi.
Being obstinate.
So let me, in your heart of hearts, do you think they will buy? And if so, why would they buy? Like, would
because
just in your heart of hearts, do you think they will be buyers?
I absolutely think they will be buyers. I may be naive.
You know
I'm
why?
With Wiggy. I heard Wiggy immediately. They hung up with Sam Kennedy, and Wiggy was like, they got to be buyers. They keep telling us, I believe they're going to be buyers.
And that's a good point by Wiggy. And I'm going to tell you this. You know, I think part of why they might be so confident in that they're buyers because they already maybe have a deal kind of in just the structure of a deal.
Oh.
Why? Why? What did they do recently where they just all of a sudden got some new money that they might want to play?
Got rid of a $300 million guy who didn't want to play and was a bad attitude, and Sam Kennedy said that this morning without saying it specifically.
You got a lot of money now that you're not paying Rafi, and I feel like they made a concerted effort to really improve this team in the offseason by signing Buehler and Chapman and signing
Crochet,
you know. And,
Bregman.
Right? So – They're doing things for the first time and they haven't done in a long time. And now you got all this money freed up with Rafi. It's kind of like, I feel like they might be actually buyers because of those reasons.
I did want to play this and I actually forgot about it until we brought up Rafi Devers. Sam Kennedy didn't describe Rafi Devers with specific adjectives, but boy, did he have a lot to say of why they traded Rafi Devers this morning. Listen to this.
A person's heart, a person's character, their makeup, their desire to be in Boston, desire to be a leader, desire to put the team first, all those elements are hugely important as you construct a roster. And so you have to factor in both analytics and the non-analytical side of things to put a great team on the field. And that's what we try and do each and every year.
I thought that was the most pointed, articulate saying Rafi Devers was not the teammate, the player, the worker, the competitor, anything that we wanted him to be, and he didn't really want to be in Boston. Like, he listed all those reasons why analytics say Rafi Devers good, right? All the rest of this, says Rafi Devers, isn't a good member of the Boston Red Sox.
The only thing I would want to ask Sam, if he was being honest with me, just him and I out by the fence post, just two dudes talking, would be like, you mean you just figured this out just now?
Right.
Like, so this is news to you, how Rafi, all these things that his leadership style, his attitude, like this is all just brand new. You've had him in your system for 8 years.
Yeah.
And this is all just, you gave him all this money, and now all of a sudden you're like, oh, he's a bad teammate?
No.
Well, it's just, really, guys? I don't know. I get all the reasons he's talking about. I get. You don't want that guy in there. But I feel like, didn't you know that before you gave him all that money?
Maybe not. Can I make a comparison? Like, people get married, right?
Bro.
And then they get divorced. You didn't know all of that when you married that person? And now you want to get divorced a few years
later? I've been divorced. You haven't. How would you know that?
I'm just saying, like, isn't that a similarity?
Ding, 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 ding.
You married Rafi Devers, you married a woman, and then 8 years later, you're like, I don't want to do this anymore.
This didn't look when we first started dating. This wasn't what,
And some of it is because the person changed, and maybe some of the warts were magnified or exploded, or certain situations or stresses brought them out, and they bubbled to the surface.
Or manipulated, some would say.
I actually do think, though, that we are defenders of Alex Cora. Even though he kind of blew us off this week, right? The game got changed yesterday. We never talked to him. And then we
got rained out. No.
Anyway, he's lied to us. Now he's blown us off. But I still defend him. He gets a lot of heat. The one area that I do continue to think is his biggest sort of strikeout this year is Rafi Devers, dealing with him and his relationship. And also what you just said. He's been around Devers a long time. And Cora's supposed to be a relationships guy. Did he tell them, listen, be careful with this contract. I know this guy. There might be some warts under the skin, or he might not be all in. He might not be the competitor or the teammate you want him to be.
I think it's possible. And
then they had Breslow talk to him instead of Cora about playing first base, because they wanted to maintain that relationship between Cora and Devers?
Yeah, kind of. But what do we get out of that relationship would be my question. Whenever Devers got what he wanted, which was the bulk of his career, they had a good relationship. Well, relationships are supposed to be two-way streets. Every once in a while, you do me a favor, I do you. You pat my back, I pat your back. I don't feel like we ever got anything out of the Cora-Devers relationship.
I think, to Zach's point, though, I think it's a good point. It's kind of, Breslow went in there at first because of the protect that relationship. And then you saw how Rafi responded to it. And then even Cora got annoyed with, because he was hoping that he would be a good teammate and eventually, you know, succumb to the pressure and kind of be embarrassed by the fact he wasn't being a good team player. And then when that didn't happen, it just, even Cora lost interest in trying to prop the guy up.
I think that circles back to your original question, Andy. Your original question, did this sneak up on them? I don't think the leadership aspect snuck up on them. They knew that Devers didn't want to be a leader. He didn't want to take on that role. I think the bad teammate part of it snuck up.
And there's a difference. Right. Yeah, not being a leader is one thing, but being a bad teammate
is something different. Bad teammate and bad worker or employee, or being willing to do what is needed. This is also where, if Dan Ball was here, I would throw him a question, but I'm not going to put these guys on the spot, just to update the Giants' record and the number of strikeouts Rafi Devers has, because they are a losing team. And Rafi Devers, I believe, is up to 24 strikeouts.
Come on.
In the time since he left the Boston Red Sox in about 13 games. Yikes. So he's averaging like 2 strikeouts a game. So he kind of looks like the guy that pouted to start the year and struck out 16 times in 19 at-bats.
Can we just real quick go back in time? Do you remember at the start of the season how fascinating it was to watch Rafi Devers at the plate?
Unbelievable.
Like, you're just like, he can't strike out again, can he?
And then he got to the point where he's hitting everything with a release velocity of like 110, and you're like,
it was only a few months ago, but didn't he have like the worst start to any career? Anybody's,
I think,
career?
It was 16 strikeouts in 19 at-bats, if I remember correctly. It was somewhere around there, and it was really bad. Zach Coe, do you have his strikeouts in San Francisco?
Yes, he's hitting .203 with 25 strikeouts. The Giants are 5-10 in 15 games.
5-10, a team that was in the postseason before he got there, and the Red Sox were in the postseason before he left. So I stand by Rafi Devers, with one trade, removed 2 teams from the postseason in Major League Baseball, made 2 teams worse. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to have a little fun. A little 5:30 fun leading into 4th of July. Not that we haven't been having fun all day, but food talk. They go hand in hand, right? Fireworks, food, 4th of July, the 3 Fs. No football because it's summer. That would be a nice 4th F. But we're going to do a draft, a snake draft. going to be Ted Johnson, myself, Brian Frazoco, and we're going to draft foods at your 4th of July cookout. And I think this is going to be fun. We'll get Zach Coe to put together the draft order. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But for the final times today, Zach Coe with What's Trending.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.